This show rocks. Welcome to Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. It is, I suppose it's Friday night now. We're a day late, but we're still here. We are doing a best of 2017. There wasn't a load of great albums that came out in 2017. Less than, I think, 2016. But still some great ones. I'm going to play a few for you now. That was the Meat Bodies with Mountain off their debut, which came out a couple years ago. But that was the best gig that I saw this year in the Workman's Club. It was deadly. They kicked ass. And I picked this up. This was a 7-inch that they were touting. And it came out this year. It was the Valley Girl 7-inch on Famous Class Records, the LAMC 7-inch series. Let's go. Let's go. All right, a bit of CFM featuring Charlie Moonheart. And before that, we had a bit of the Ty Segall Band. You can see how, you know, the you can see how there wasn't a new Fuzz album, because the Meat Bodies has Chad, who put out the Meat Bodies album, and then Ty Segall put out that album with himself, nearly all of Wand, and King Tuff. And then Charlie Moonheart put out CFM. But it was a very good year for the LA psych garage scene, which is well in evidence that there is another OC's album, which is this is off of it. This is Dead End of Gun.
We'll be right back.
Jeff the Brotherhood did put out an album this year called Zone. That was Idiot. And before that, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard put out a couple albums this year. That was Nonagon Infinity. That was Robots Top Off, Nonagon Infinity. And I think they just snuck one in there at the end of 2016. And I don't know what it's called. I don't have it yet. But I was paying a whole lot of attention to the Canadian power pop scene. Steve Adamick Band and all of those guys, and they all put out Sonic Avenues. They all put out albums this year, and they're all great. So I'm going to play a bit of Steve Adamick Band off the new album. This is Swallow You Whole.
Yeah.
All right, not from 2014, but my best find of 2016. That was Futuro Terror with Maria Orthic. This is This Show Rocks. This is Radioactive International. We're here for the best of 2016 on Radioactive International on a Friday for the crack. Next band is going to be Low Culture. They put out Places to Hide. They relocated to Portland, Oregon, because that's where everything is cool. Check this out.
Yourself a better, you're a myth, it might be critical.
right, another new album. That was Gergs, I believe it'd be pronounced G with an O between, with a line between and through the O. GGS, that was Ty Segall and your man from X-Cult. That's well worth checking out. And the album before that was the Angry Angles compilation that came out this year. J Retard's old band. It is great. Definitely pick it up. And back to the new is the Descendants' first album in ages. This is Feel This. Busted all my brain is free, yeah. Don't want a doctor. Need some anesthetic to make me numb. Escape is easy and everybody's suffering. I wanna feel this. Gonna have to bear witness. Gonna take me straight the way I found it. I gotta feel this so I can kick this sickness. The only way to get my mind around it. But the brain, my heart is beat, yeah. Don't wanna bottle.
Ain't on myself.
All right, that was a bit of Dinosaur Jr. off the new album Going Down. Of course, Dinosaur Jr. have a new album. They have a new album every year for like 20 years. Before that was a bit of the Mean Jeans with Michael Jackson was Tight off the Tight New Dimension, the album they put out on NoFX's label. And I was going to try not to talk about any death or passings on, but I'll have to talk about a bit of a passing on, the fact that No Means No decided to break up and not play any more gigs. So I'm going to play one of their songs just for the crack. This is Rags and Bones off Wrong, one of the greatest albums of all time. right, this has been This Show Rocks. This has been Radioactive International. This has been 2016, the best of. That was a bit of No Means No, who sadly passed into the past tense this year. Speaking to people that passed into the past tense, I don't want to. I couldn't. The playing songs of people that passed away this year would be in an entire another show, and would be a lot less lugubrious. But I am going to finish with a bit of David Bowie, of course, with a bit of Ziggy Stardust. And so, 2017, bring it on.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up in his mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed the man, I had to break up the band. Ziggy played.